This week's parsha begins Sefer Vayikra, where we focus primarily on the Karbanos. We have a hard time understanding the Karbanos, of course. We haven't experienced bringing Karbanos for thousands of years, and I think it's probably one of the hardest parts of trying to imagine what it's going to be like when Mashiach comes and we're going to be able to bring Karbanos again. And with our modernized minds, we have a hard time understanding why we would even want to bring Karbanos again, or what was the purpose of Karbanos. The Be'er Moshe brings an interesting explanation, an interesting correlation, which perhaps can give us a little bit more insight into what the avodah of bringing the Karbanos was all about, and more importantly for ourselves today, how we can learn some of the lessons and bring it into our lives. There's a medrash from a Yalkut Shemoni in Parshas Ve'eschanan. He says, there was a wise person who had a son, and his son used to bring his father two meals every day, one in the morning and one in the evening. After a while, the son lost his money, and he didn't have the ability to bring his father this food anymore. And his father told the son, I know you can't afford to bring me the food anymore, and you don't have the ability to do that, to pay for the food, but I do want your presence. If I can't have your food, at least I want your company. So he said, come hear my drushas that I give in shul twice a day. I'm giving a drusha in shul. Come hear my drusha twice a day, once in the morning, once in the evening, and I'll feel like you brought me my food twice a day. The Nimshal, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to us, I know that you used to bring me twice a day the Karban Tamid, which was a total burnt offering. It was an oila. Every day you would bring me twice a day the Karban Tamid, once in the morning, once in the evening. But the Beis HaMikdash is going to be destroyed, and when the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, you're not going to be able to bring me Karbanos. But I'm asking you instead, I still want your presence twice a day. So say Shema every day, once in the morning and once in the evening, and it will be as if you're bringing me the Karban Tamid. So now we have to try and understand, what does saying Shema have to do with bringing Karbanos? And what we know about Shema inform us as to what the purpose was of Karbanos? It says that the Karban Tamid comes as a schus and a remembrance of Akedas Yitzchak, and it's really the ikar of all the Karbanos. It's a Karban that was totally burnt, and it showed a total mesiras to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a total giving over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And just like the animal is totally burned and nothing is left, when we say Shema, and if we say it in the right way, which we're going to discuss, what we're doing is being mevatel, negating any of my own self, and saying that I understand that like the Karban that was totally burnt and symbolized, according to the Maharal, that everything is mortal, including myself, and nothing exists in this world except as a result of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kindness. And animals have this mortality and will be burnt up totally, and so too we, without HaKadosh Baruch Hu's direct assistance and guidance and desire for us to be in this world, there really is no me, and I don't exist here. And this is part of what was accomplished by bringing the Karban, is we came face to face with our own mortality and realized how transient and inconsequential our lives are, unless it's being used in the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's leave Karbanos and for a minute and examine Shema Yisrael. But the way we're going to examine saying Shema is by focusing on one of the most famous and important stories that we have of a person saying Shema Yisrael, and of course I'm talking about the story of Rabbi Akiva. When the Romans were taking Rabbi Akiva to be killed, it says that he stretched out the word Echad, as he was saying Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and his neshama left him as he said Echad, as he said one. Shema Yisrael, listen, Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem, who is our God, is Hashem Echad, is a singular God. There is only one, and he is Hashem. The Chavis HaLevava says that there's a difference between the love we have for others and the love we have for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When a person loves someone else or something else, I love someone, there's two individuals in this relationship. I love my child, there's me, and there's my child in the relationship. I am still here, loving my child, or if I love a certain object or an experience or a food, certainly it's there's me and there's the food that we eat. The Bali Musar famously said, if you love it so much, why are you eating it? Which means that if a person says, I love ice cream, you don't love ice cream, you love yourself. Certainly when we're loving another person, hopefully the other person is part of the equation. But when we're loving an object or an experience or food, it's really self-love. There's a lot of me in the picture. But loving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is Echad, who is one, who is singular, is done by removing myself from the picture. At the very highest levels of Ahavas Hashem, is realizing that I am who I am only because there's a chelek eloka, there's a part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu which is in me, which is the neshama, and that's who I am. And to truly have a relationship with Him, I have to remove my entire materialism and my entire physicality, and as much as possible to take myself out of the picture in order to have true Ahavas Hashem. The Zohar says on the Pasuk in Tehillim, Ki alecha hiragnu kol hayom, we are killed for you all the day, or every day. How can it be possible that we are killed for HaKadosh Baruch Hu every day? Why does He even need me to be killed every day? What does it mean that I'm killed every day? And the Zohar answers and says that by saying Shema with Kavana and trying to feel like I am not who I am, meaning that the whole presence of myself is to be an Eved Hashem, that's who I am. The question is, what is it that Hashem wants from me, needs from me? Why am I here in this world? What is there for me to fulfill? And as much as I can take myself out of the picture, the clearer the answer is going to be. And if I do this, then it's as if I'm being Meiser Nefesh every day, because truly I am. I'm taking myself out of the picture. That is the highest level of being Meiser Nefesh, of giving myself over, saying that my real needs, my purpose here is to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why I'm here. That's my purpose. And so it's not about me and my pleasures and my desires. It's about what is the best thing for me to be doing right now. And with this, we can answer a question which has surely bothered us about the story of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva was the one who explained the words of Shema. We know, Vahavta es Hashem lekecha, you should love Hashem, Rashi says, b'chol avavcha, with all your hearts, which means with both your Yetzirah and your Yetzirah Tov, which we're not going to explain now. U'v'chol nafshecha means with all, even if you have to give your life for it, u'v'chol ma'edecha, and even if you have to give your money. And the question is that when Rabbi Akiva was saying Shema, why did he stop at the word Echad? He should have said Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad Va'afta es Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha, and ended with the b'chol nafshecha, which is the words which means that you have to give up your life for it. So why did he stretch out the Echad? We would think he would have rushed the Echad to get to the b'chol nafshecha. And the answer, which we now understand, is that Echad is an even higher level. Because a person who is giving up his life, is nafshecha, b'chol nafshecha, a person who says, I am giving up my life for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is still feeling like I am giving up something that is mine for Hashem, but I am doing something that gives up something that belonged to me. Whereas the true understanding of Echad is that there is nothing else that really exists in the world but Echad. It is the only reality. So Echad is a higher level than b'chol nafshecha. To know that you're not giving up anything because there really isn't anything that's yours to give. His Talmidim famously asked him as he was dying, Ad Kan, which we always understood to mean, are you really going to give up your life for the Torah? Which is another question we have on this story, which is, what are the Talmidim asking? Ad Kan. They know their Rebbe, they know Rabbi Akiva, they know that everything that he did his whole life was a sacrifice, so why are they asking Ad Kan? But now we understand the question in a different light, because what they were asking him was Ad Kan, meaning Ad Echad, meaning they were asking the same question that we previously had, which was, why are you stopping Be'echad? Ad Kan, up until here, why aren't you moving forward? Continue saying Shema until Nafshecha. But now we have a better understanding. That's what they were asking. Why aren't you continuing? And the response doesn't come from him. Rabbi Akiva doesn't answer, but a baskal calls out and says, Ashrecha Rabbi Akiva, fortunate are you, Rabbi Akiva, sheyatza nishmascha be'achad, that your neshama went out with the word achad, which was another question we had always had on the story, which is, what is the great praise of Rabbi Akiva that his neshama left with the word achad? And now we understand the answer, that the Shamayim Baskol was bearing witness that the Mesiras Nefesh had indeed reached the level of Echad. You made it, Rabbi Akiva. You got to the level of Echad. You got there that you were totally Meiser Nefesh for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, always, our understanding of Mesiras Nefesh is that we should reach the level of Rabbi Akiva v'chaveirav. We should be reaching the level, it says, reach the level of Mesiras Nefesh of Rabbi Akiva and his friends. Why is Rabbi Akiva looked at as the prime example of Mesiras Nefesh, even though he was part of Asara Harugei Malchus, there were 10, and there were in fact those who went before him, there were ones who went after him. So why Rabbi Akiva? Because he is the prime example of what Mesiras Nefesh looks like, that it's not B'chol Nafshecha, but it's a Mesiras Nefesh of Echad. So we are not Rabbi Akiva. We do not have karbanos. Most of us don't have the right kavana in Shema or even know what Mesiras Nefesh on a real level looks like. And although I've spent time investigating this and learning it and trying to transmit it, I will be the first to say I don't really understand what it means to totally negate oneself, or to say that we can reach an understanding of what it means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Echad. There's not much that we understand about Karbanos and why we had them and what we needed to fulfill in them. But perhaps we can understand something in the Echad, at least logically, and allow it to penetrate our emotions as well. It's the understanding that if I'm here, if I exist, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu had a reason to put me in the world, there's a purpose and a reason that I'm here, and I should be trying to hear that mission statement. And in order to hear it, we need to tone down our own voices a little and try to hear the voice and recognize the voice of Echad that is speaking to us at all times and helping us find direction in our Avodas Hashem.